Good day, everyone, and welcome to Cardboard Buzz, where we talk about board games, or at least for this episode, a couple of board games, since I'm going to talk about two of them. And those games, my friends, are Azul and Azul, the Stained Glass of Sentra. So yeah, first I would like to apologize as I got a bit sick throughout the week and I still haven't fully recovered yet. So if my voice sounds weird or not of the best quality, I apologize for that. And thank you for your understanding. Alright, so Azul is an abstract game designed by Michael Kisling. And it's a 2-4 player game. It plays from 30 to 45 minutes, I think. Teaching will take you 10 minutes, 10 to 15 maximum. So it's a game that you can play within an hour. And in Azul, you are trying to build your bathroom tiles in a specific pattern when you're playing the basic game. And in the advanced game, it will be a pattern of your choosing. But In the end, you just want to build the most beautiful bathroom tiling in the whole world, or in the entire universe that you and your opponents belong to, right? It might be possible that you're not going to complete the whole bathroom tiling. It's a 5x5 grid, and it's possible that it will end after 5 rounds because the game end trigger is: once a player completes a horizontal row, that's the signal of the end of the round. But of course, that's not the most efficient way of getting points. So, in Azul, you would want to get the most amount of points, as much as possible, as I've mentioned earlier. And you do that by placing tiles onto your bathroom. And the way you place tiles onto your bathroom is by picking up tiles from the factory. So there would be a set amount of factories in the game, depending on the number of players, and those factories will have 4 tiles in them randomly. So there are 5 colors, and there will be 4 tiles in them. Of course, there will be a random element to it, and on your turn, you would choose one factory tile to choose from, and out of the tiles on those on that factory tile, you would choose one color to take, and that color you would be putting in your own player board, and then the rest will go to the middle. The middle would be the common area, and the common area would be, the first player who gets something from that common area gets to be the first player in the next round. So there's a way to move your first player markers. Anyway, so each player does this on their turn, just taking a set of colors on a factory tile or in the middle area, and then they place it in their player board. There are limitations on placing tiles on the player board. It being you can only place the same colors in a single row. So the rows consists of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 spaces. For 5 rows, for each of the 5 rows. So you can place 1 blue on the first one, 2 red on the second one, and so on and so forth. Okay, so the catch is, once you don't have to fill a single row in the first in one go, but you are restricted on placing a color of the same tile, a same color of in a different row. So, if you already have a 2 black on the row 5, then the next the next set of black tiles that you're going to get should go into that row as well. So, it would fill in the remaining 3 spaces if it's row 5. If, in case that you managed to be trapped by your opponents and forced you to take 6 or 5 black tiles in excess of the 2 that you already have, those 2 tiles will be discarded. They will be going to waste. And, incurring waste in this game will earn you negative points. So, that's how it will generally go throughout the game. And at the end of the round, you will score. So if you have completed a row, then you would move it to the bathroom area, the 5x5 grid. And you would score 1 point for each tile you have placed, and you would score an additional point for each adjacent tile that was that is existing on the current spot you have placed it in. So you have to manage your positioning here to maximize your points, which is really interesting. It's an abstract game. And that's it for Azul. So now what I really want to talk about is the sequel to the game. It's Azul, the Stained Glass of Sintra. So now, theme-wise, after building your bathroom tiles, you have upgraded as an architect. Now, as an architect, you are now building a stained glass on the church walls. And, it's the game still looks nice. It's the colors are just simple. And it's really attractive aesthetically. And it's still the same abstract game with just different mechanics, of course. So, what happens in the Stained Glass of Sintra, right? So, aside from the difference in theming, the way you the mechanic works the same. It's basically picking up tiles, or in this case, picking up glass on the plates, or maybe it's still the factories. And out of those, you pick the same color and you place it in a column in this time. It's not a row, but a column. Now, you would have around, I think, 8 columns of 5 spaces each with all random color combinations. So there would be 5 colors, I think, orange, blue, purple, white, yellow. Yeah, and that's it. So what you do in Stained Glass of Sintra is once you pick up a set of tiles, you would place it on a single column, right? So it could be your first, second, third, or to the eighth column, a basis here left to right. So you would choose one column to place all your tiles in. And of course, if there are excess, the glass will be broken. So the same way as Azul, it will get discarded. And each negative, and it will incur you negative points by the end of the game. So, after that, after you complete the 5 stained glass of that column, then you would score it, or you would actually bring it down. There's a separate area for scoring, and the first time you place a tile on that scoring area, it would not score you anything yet. Except if that color is the same color in the bonus point area. So in the bonus point area give you one additional point for a specific color you have placed that specific round. All right. So after that, after you complete that, all the rest of the glass would be discarded, and then you will flip that column. Okay. Once you flip that column, there's another color combination that you would be placing there. You would be required to place there. Okay, so after you have completed the second column, and you will score it again, so that's the second one, right? So you would place it again on the scoring area, and in this time it will score you points. It will score you the number of points equal to the number indicated to it, and all columns to the right of that column will also gain you points if there's a tile in them. If there's something in there, in the scoring area of that column, then it will score you points. So it's possible that you might score, I guess, 2 points for the column that you completed, and another 2 and another 1 in the columns you have completed beforehand to the right of it. So it's really interesting, right? So it would actually encourage you to place on the, or to complete columns on the right side first, on the right hand side first, because of course that's how it will gain you points. But there's a restriction. There's a big restriction here. So if you would have a meeple that's called your architect, this, that's placed on the columns, on the one, on the first to eighth column. And of course, at the beginning of the game, it will start in column one. So, if you you take a tile and you jump on it, you place it on the third column instead of the first column, that's possible, that's legal. You would have to place your column, your architect, on the third column. Now, on your next turn, if you take a tile, you would have to place it on the third column or on the columns on the right-hand side. You cannot place it on the columns to the left of your architect. So, you see the restriction here? So there's a block. The game blocks you from, you know, being as efficient as you want. Some can call it counterproductive, as you would want to score, you would want to complete the right hand first, but you know, it's not being as efficient as, you know, going from left to right, because if you want to go back to the first column, the left hand most column, then you would have to pass, and that's a wasted turn. Of course, if you waste a turn, you're not getting any tiles. So the players will do this for 6 rounds, and then at the end of the game, everyone will score, and there are also some bonus scoring and end game scoring, same as Azul, and that will be it. So it's a simple abstract game that's just quick to play. Now, final thoughts here. For both Azul and Azul Stained Glass, of course, theme wise, of course, there's no theme. There's a slight theme, which they used, I guess, to improve the aesthetic look of the game. It's an abstract game, so if you know that what you're getting into, so you wouldn't be expecting much on the theme. And I'm big on theme. I'm big on theme. So, in this case, since I know that I'm playing an abstract game, it didn't matter that, you know, I'm building a bathroom window, a bathroom tiles, or a stained glass window of the church. It helps a bit, but I mean, some can argue that it's just a pasted on theme, but it's just fine for me. So that's okay. Gameplay wise, the gameplay is really neat. You know, it apart from the overview that I gave you, it's just simple. The game plays quick. Your turn is done in like 30 seconds or so. I mean, after you have decided, of course. So the turn can take a minute per player, and then it just goes fast. And the whole game goes by just fast. And once everything is done, you just have this sense of relief and satisfaction, I think, that, you know, you have completed the tiles. You can see it in front of you, the stained glass you have created. But, you know, it might not reflect the points that you got, but at least for me, there's a sense of satisfaction. So in any case, I like the gameplay very much for both games, Azul and Azul Stained Glass of Sintra. Now, onto the overall recommendation, if you would have to just choose one, I would probably recommend Stained Glass, but actually I would recommend getting both. It's a different game. Both of these are different games. You wouldn't feel like it's just the same game with something, you know, different about them, with something minor different about them. It has the same mechanics, so it will give you a sense of familiarity, but in the end, I certainly think that it's worth getting both copies. So on that note, Cardboard Buzz highly recommends both Azul and Azul Stained Glass of Sintra. Alright, so that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, folks. And if you like what you're hearing and you want to stay tuned on the next few episodes, our social media pages are now up on Facebook and Twitter. So you can find us on Cardboard Buzz. And that's it. thank you very much, everyone, and have a good day. Goodbye.